WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. According to classical music critic Lord Schwartz, opera singers have a harder time with pop songs than with more technically difficult operatic arias. CBS has just issued a compilation of previously released pop songs sung by tenor Placido Domingo. Lloyd says Domingo demonstrates both the exception and the rule.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Placido Domingo probably has the most sheerly beautiful tenor voice in the world today. It's creamy and dreamy. He's not much of an actor. He moves stiffly and his phrasing is four square. When he tries to act, as on the recent Live from the Met telecast of Puccini's Turandot, he's even worse. He seems embarrassed. There's almost nothing intense about him except the sound of his voice. But in opera, that can be more than enough. Domingo has also had considerable success as a crossover artist. His albums of popular music, from Argentine tangos to Viennese operetta, to duets with John Denver and Maureen McGovern, have been heavy sellers. I've always found him more compelling in person than on records. I want those miraculous golden tones, straight, unfiltered, and unamplified. So I've never particularly followed his recording career, especially in lighter music. But a new collection of reissues, Domingo's Greatest Love Songs, has given me a pleasant chance to catch up. The major problem with opera singers doing popular music is that they can't scale down their voices. Much of the best pre-rock pop was intended to be intimate, loving, or teasing. It needs to be almost whispered into a microphone, as if into a lover's ear. But opera singers tend to blast and belt as if they were trying to reach the upper balcony at the Met. The good news about Domingo is that he can scale down. Sometimes he gets too croony, but he can also sing simply with an irresistible, easy lilt. Here he is doing the last song on the album I expected him to sing well, Jules Stein and Sammy Kahn's Time After Time, written in 1946 for the young Frank Sinatra, one of the prettiest, least sentimental love songs of the post-World War II era.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show you've kept my love so young, so new.
The arrangement is inoffensive up until the very end, when it encourages Domingo to get a little too carried away. Same thing happens to Paul McCartney's Yesterday. The choicest part of the album are the songs in Spanish, especially the five songs by Cuban composer Ernesto Lecuona, including the famous Malagueña and Siboney. The style, of course, is in Domingo's blood. Nobody does these better.
Con impulso arrebatador, yo prefiero mejor morir que vivir sin tener tu amor. La inconstancia de tu querer, la alegría mató en mi ser.
This compilation is also extremely uneven. Maria, in a souped-up, soft rock arrangement complete with echo chamber, is unadulterated garbage. One cut, Save Your Nights for Me, is so overproduced you can hardly hear Domingo. And some of the material itself, like the drippy love theme from Splash and other soft-centered, pre-melted caramels, is barely passable to begin with. Songs in English and Spanish keep alternating, so there's no stylistic consistency or coherence. CBS supplies no texts or translations of the Spanish songs. This is obviously an album intended more as background music for a romantic evening than for serious listening. But some of it is actually worth listening to.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. This is Fresh Air.